This is the Composer's Datebook for May 5th. I'm John Burge. The French composer Claude Debussy was too sick to be called up for service when World War I broke out in 1914. His private battle with cancer, on top of his nation's battle with Germany, plunged him into depression. But by the spring of 1915, Debussy decided to keep on composing. "I want to work," he wrote, "not so much for myself, but to give proof, however small it may be, that not even 30 million Boches can destroy French thought." He knew his remaining time was precious, so he decided to write small chamber works rather than big orchestral pieces. Debussy planned to write 6 chamber sonatas, but completed only 3. Working, as he put it, like a madman, he finished a cello sonata and a trio sonata for flute, viola, and harp by the fall of 1915. In December of that year, the side effects of radium treatments and morphine injections for his cancer brought Debussy's sonata project to a grinding halt. Rallying somewhat by the summer of 1916, Debussy vowed to keep on working. He wrote, "If I am doomed to vanish soon, I desire at least to have done my duty." On May 5th, 1917, Debussy made his last public appearance in Paris at the Salle Gavet, accompanying violinist Gaston Poulet in the premiere of his final work, a sonata for violin and piano. Debussy would die the following spring. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.